Well, hello everyone. Welcome back to Slayer Talk. My name is Mark. With me as always is my wife, Carol. How you doing today, Morticia Adams Carol?
Hey, what's up?
Not much. It's been a good week here. It is March 16th, 1999.
He's making fun of me because I'm wearing a black dress that I got from Hot Topic with the floofy sleeves, and I love it.
I'm not making fun of you. You look really good in the dress, but like it's very Morticia Adams-like.
Mm. Well, I guess it's fitting for Slayer Talk.
A bustier Morticia Adams.
She was busty, wasn't she?
Kind of. I mean, it depends on which version, I guess, you're talking about.
There was more than one version?
Well, sure. There was the original television show. Uh-huh. I don't know the name of that woman. But John Astin was Gomez. Mm-hmm. You know who his son is? Yeah. Sean Astin from The Goonies. Cool. And from the 1993 movie Rudy.
Okay.
Which we never got to do.
No. And I'm not sad about it. Sorry, guys.
Oh, wow! Oh, Rudy can have my jersey.
You know how I feel about sports movies.
Every man in the audience is crying now.
Sorry, boys.
Yo, 5 foot nothing, 100 and nothing, but he's got every inch of heart.
Kay.
It's a good movie. Vincent Vaughn is in that movie.
Okay.
I think John Favreau's in that movie, too.
So, weren't they both in Swingers?
Yeah, they were both in Swingers. You got it.
They hang out a lot, I think.
I think they're big friends, yeah. Double
must
down.
Be.
And then there's Angelica Houston from the movies.
Sure.
The Christina Ricci movies. And Raul Julia. Oh, Adam's Family and Adam's Family Values.
Okay.
You're aware of them, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Uncle Fester.
Probably the one that comes to mind.
That Angelica Houston?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, she's a little bustier, I think.
Yeah.
But you're bustier than her anyway. So, speaking of busty, Faith...
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck is going on?
Nothing.
Hold on 1 second, everybody. Okay, everybody. Carol just wanted to give me a production note that I knew. It's funny to me that you thought your mind must really be on that, because like I wasn't even thinking about that, but you're... It's funny that you thought I was going there. Anyway, speaking of busty, Faith is in this episode. And I don't know.
You don't know?
I mean, like...
I don't know.
I don't know where to go from there. This episode's called Enemies.
So, yeah, it's a very Faith-heavy episode. I think a lot of them have been lately.
Well, you gotta have faith, the faith, the faith. You gotta have faith, the faith, the faith. Not the last episode. Remember the last episode? They went completely away from the storyline, and I was like, what the fuck?
I don't remember the last episode. It's been like a week or two.
Yeah, I don't remember the last episode either, but
so why are
I assume I just, felt that way.
You don't even know what you're talking about.
Wasn't it the one where... Yeah, it was the one where Willow had her double come to the thing. What's her name? Susan Keats from 90210 came back and tried to rearrange everything.
You're right. It was a different kind of episode.
Exactly. Thank you.
So it's been even longer since we've dealt with Faith's storyline.
Yes, but a lot of Faith in this episode.
So she's still, you know, working with the mayor.
Yeah, I really thought that she was going to be a double agent, that she was going to, it was subterfuge, and she wasn't going to turn evil, and they were going to try to find out what his evil plan was and everything, and it was like a big trick in the audience and stuff, but they don't do that.
No, she's just fucking evil.
Yeah, it sucks. I kind of don't like that they did that.
So, okay, some weird-ass demon comes up to Buffy in a graveyard.
Yeah.
And, like...
I'm the demon from New Jersey branch.
And she's about to stake him, and he's like, wait a minute, demons don't come up to Slayers all the time. Why don't you see what I have to say? Like, how do you have that much time to talk about it when she's about to kill you?
How is that your plan, too, by the way? Like, you didn't have a better plan than that? And this guy is just, like, he comes out of nowhere and is nothing. It's so weird. He's just like, oh, I got the Books of Ascension. You know that big plot point that's going on this season? I have them somehow. Don't know how the mayor started his ascension without them, but I got them.
Yeah, it's really weird. But she, lets him live because he says he's going to bring the books back the next day. And he wants $5,000 for these books.
Yeah, wow. What a bargain.
And did she say right to him, like, what are you going to do with the money? Or was that a snarky Xander comment later?
No, she said it to him. Yeah. And he was like, it's to get a bus ticket out of this town, because he thinks the town is going to be destroyed because of the Ascension.
So, yeah, that seems like a lot of money for a bus ticket, though. $5,000.
Well, I guess he also wants, like, first and last month's rent or something like that for a new place and maybe, like, some groceries.
This is,
like,
his starting life over money.
Exactly, yeah.
So why does a demon need all that shit? Like later in the episode...
How does he just walk around being a demon, by the way? Like later in the episode, as you, I think you're going to point out, he has an apartment? How did he rent that apartment looking like a demon?
Right. Well, and Giles is like, you know, no self-respecting demon should be sleeping anywhere other than a crypt or...
Yeah, some hole in the ground, yeah, or something.
Like, it's weird.
Yeah.
It's like he's trying to be a normal person.
It is weird.
But he's not a normal person at all. And then, like, later, too, like, Xander, like, goes and beats up somebody in the underground to get some more information, and it's like, how is that happening?
Yeah, and who did he beat? What? And he says he beat him up.
Willie or something.
He says he beat him up and he bribed him. Oh, is that the bartender?
Yeah, I think we met him before in an episode or whatever, but it's like, Xander should not be hanging out with the supernatural creatures.
Right.
They shouldn't have their own fucking bar. And they shouldn't be, you know, coming into the regular people world either.
They put a lot of faith into the audience to think that we'll remember the name of that bartender that they beat up for information twice.
Right. Yeah. Eddie, Willie, something like that.
Yeah. But yeah, he says he beat him up and then it turns out he bribed him.
Now, that bartender, though, he looked like a normal person. I don't think he is. I think he's probably also a demon. And it would make more sense if they made the demon look like a normal person and just be a demon, if they want to go this route.
Right.
But
no, it's a full horns, horns on demon.
It's kind of fucked up. I don't know what Joss Whedon, Whedon?
Wow.
I've been hitting the Whedon.
You got the first name right.
Yeah, I don't
Joss
know what he's
hitting
thinking.
The Whedon.
Will Whedon, no.
It's Will Whedon and Josh Whedon. Joss Whedon.
I love how you're going to correct me and then you
shut up. I had a slip of the tongue.
Did you now?
Yeah, you like when that happens, but this is something different. This is misspeaking.
Correct. So, yeah, this whole thing with the books of Ascension that comes out of nowhere. I'm kind of getting disappointed in the show right now.
Well, so it makes me think, later, and we're just going to go all around, it doesn't matter,
whatever.
Because this is all about faith and mm-hmm. the mayor and stuff like that. Later, they're doing research or whatever, like, what's the fucking mayor up to? What's this Ascension? We don't even know. Let's look. And it's very Pennywise, mm-hmm. like, shit. They're like, look, it's an old picture of this guy that looks exactly like the mayor. Oh, he's been here before. He's been here for hundreds of years or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He's hundreds of years old. He's not a real human. So it's like, and then apparently they give us this exposition of the mayor set up this town to be a haven for demons and vampires and shit.
Yeah, so it's not an accident that it's sitting on the Hellmouth.
Right. Like, they, like, he built this town purposely here.
So that he could have food, I think?
I don't know. They don't say. Because they also don't say what he is.
No. I don't know if we know what he is.
But, like, they're literally looking through, like, a scrapbook or whatever, and it's, like, an old black and white picture, and it reminded me so much of that 1990 TV movie, It.
That makes sense.
And then when the mayor also gave a balloon to a young kid and ripped his arm off.
Dear God.
That reminded me of that, too. But, no, it's, like, it's fucked up. And the mayor, like, I don't like the mayor's character.
Mm-mm.
I like the little trolley principal.
Yeah.
Like, he's fun to me, but the mayor is all like, I'm a demon, but drink your milk and get calcium, and you're a good straight kid, and don't do drugs, and, like, it's, he's got this whole, like, fucking wholesome Mickey Mouse vibe, but he's evil underneath,
mm-hmm.
like Mickey Mouse, so it's just, I don't know, it's, I don't, I guess the joke is supposed to be the juxtaposition of those two things,
sure.
but it's not, it doesn't work for me.
I don't like the storyline at all in general. And I feel like I'm a little bored by it. I'm not sure why. Maybe it is because he's so wholesome and there's not much going on. That's like, we just keep talking about it, but nothing's really happening.
That's the big problem, is that there's no, it's not a real enough threat. It's a vague, like, because we're waiting around. We're just waiting around for the ascension. That's all we're really doing. Mm-hmm. I assume when that episode comes where he tries to ascend and Buffy tries to stop him or whatever, graduation, apparently. Mm-hmm. So I guess we're leading up to the end of the season. Because they say graduation day is his plan or whatever.
Which is weird. Like, why are you just going to fuck up their graduation?
Does it have to be on a graduation day? Or does graduation day just happen to take place on the ascension day, too?
That would be really weird if his ascension required them to graduate from high school.
But, so anyway, we're just waiting around for that. So I assume that episode will be interesting, maybe, when it happens. But, like, until then, it's just him being like, throw a knife at me. Oh, look, you can't hurt me.
Yeah. And, like, do more with that then. Like, you're completely invincible and you're just going to keep being a principal, like, or a mayor or whatever the fuck. Like,
yeah. Why is he, I don't know. Like, was his father, quote unquote, who was also him, also the mayor? Like, he's just come from a long line of mayors. Does no one in this town realize that, like, the fucking guy, same guy's been the mayor for 100 years?
Well, I don't think that's the case. That'd be fucked up.
But no, it's my grandfather and then me and then, and, you know, like, but so, I mean, one family line, has one family line been in charge of this town? Because if not, how have they been able to keep everything under wraps?
I mean, maybe you're right. That actually would make sense. It makes the people in the town stupid, but it would make sense.
I mean, I guess the people in the town don't realize that they're on a fucking hellmouth either. So yeah, like,
they're in a bit of a denial. So, speaking of being in denial, though, Buffy and Angel in this episode are ridiculous.
Oh, my God.
Like, I didn't realize that they were still a couple. Like, I thought that, you know, when she caused him to lose his soul and then later also killed him and put him in hell, that those things...
Those are usually deal breakers in relationships.
Like, they know... they know they're never going to have sex again.
The last person that put me in hell, I'll tell you. I'll tell you what, we did not speak again.
And so, like, they're making out. Like, she's like, I don't like getting riled up because they went and saw a movie with a sex scene. And he's like, just being around you riles me up.
Well, apparently there was a lot of sex in it, I guess, or whatever. But they went and saw a Russ Meyer movie. But they're outside. And, yeah, she's like, oh, I don't like you being all riled up. And he's like, yeah, just fucking, why don't you rub against me? And he's like, no, look at this. And they start fucking making out.
Yeah, he's like, see what I can do without having sex with you?
Buffy's become a professional cock tease.
Right?
Isn't he dead?
Yes.
I don't understand. Like, aren't all of his fluids venom? Like,
ew.
I don't understand. Like, he's fucking dead. How does he even get an erection? He doesn't have a heartbeat.
Yeah.
She says later in the episode, he's not breathing.
You don't poke holes in this, okay? You cannot think about it too hard. The whole point...
Well, apparently.
The whole point of vampires is that they're supposed to be sexy monsters, so you cannot take away their ability to have sex. Don't worry about the fact they don't have blood.
Maybe every erection is like a magic act.
Yes,
Every erection in real life is a magic, magic act performed by a man, but like, I guess that's what it's supposed to be. I don't know.
But like, I have questions, okay?
Sure.
Because later in the episode, Faith wants to fuck Angel. Now, and he's not going to do it because he doesn't want to cheat on Buffy, which, again, I did not realize they were an exclusive couple.
Apparently they are.
But what? I mean, like, is he just not allowed to have an orgasm? Because I kind of thought it was like he wasn't supposed to sleep with Buffy specifically because they're, like, truly in love and it was this true moment of happiness. Not that, like, every time he uses his penis, he's going to lose his soul.
That's a very Christian message in this show about vampires, but every time you use your penis, you lose your soul.
Oh,
no, I like, yes, he had an orgasm having sex with Buffy and achieved true happiness and then lost his soul. I agree with you. I figure he can just fuck Faith and that's fine.
Yeah.
Like, he's not going to lose his soul over that, right?
But, like, Faith seems to think that if she can get him into bed, that he'll lose his soul.
It's, well, the mayor does, too, because it's their plan.
Yeah.
But like, it's because her and, or him and Buffy truly love each other,
mm-hmm.
and they had sex, right? Isn't that what it's supposed
That's
to be?
That's what I thought. I mean, yeah, it just, I mean, it's kind of making it a lot less special and happy and stuff.
No shit.
So, whatever. Like, and I just think it's dumb that, like, they're spending any time together, let alone making out.
Yeah. But apparently they are in an exclusive relationship, so.
Knowing they're never going to have sex.
Can he go down on her? Wow, I have rendered you speechless.
Okay, no, it's just because I'm trying to calculate this.
Oh, Carol has the angles in her head.
I think that it would depend on how much he enjoys that activity.
Okay, Buffy, I can go down on you, but don't shower first.
Oh, God. Okay.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, so, since he's a vampire, do you think that he would do it when she's...
Oh, my God. That's disgusting. Like, what is wrong with you?
How could you not...
Why?
How could you not make that connection?
Okay, there are things that maybe you think and you never say.
Red wings, my red wings.
Ew.
Do you ever hear that song?
No.
That's a song for the Detroit Red Wings. Power driving, aiming high. Red wings, my red wings.
Are you serious?
Come on, wings. Wow. Let's fly.
That's some fucked up shit right there.
Yeah.
So, okay. So, they don't have $5,000, nor if they did, would they be giving it to a demon?
Right, I guess, yeah.
So, the plan is to meet him in the graveyard and, like, what, kill him for the books? Kick his ass for the books?
There's no real plan. Buffy talks about it with Giles and Wesley.
Yeah, the new Watcher. He's such an idiot.
And the rest of the Scooby gang. And they're like, I don't know. We need to figure out more about him. Find out where he lives, all that stuff.
Well, yeah, they do. They go break into his apartment. How do they find out where he lives, first of all?
That's Xander does. Xander is bribes the bartender and to find out where he lives. That's, oh, yeah. That's the information yeah, yeah. he gets. But prior to that happening, Faith finds him.
Mm-hmm.
And Faith busts in and takes the Books of Ascension and murders him.
And again, though, he's a demon and not a real person.
Right.
So I don't know why we're acting like this is some cold-blooded murder and that this is some spot on her soul.
She does appear to be visibly affected by it for some reason.
Yeah, like, not like she enjoyed it, but like she didn't enjoy it.
Yeah. No, yeah, that's what I mean. She seems, it seems like this is just another, like, step towards the dark side, I guess. And then I don't know if that's supposed to sell it to us, the audience, because that's when she goes to Angel and she's like, I've got blood on my hands and shit. She's like, it's not a person, don't worry, it was a fucking mm-hmm. blood-sucking demon, but...
Yeah.
But that's when she tries to fuck him, and she fails, and goes back to the mayor, and she's like, hey, I'm sorry, I tried. I pulled out all the goods or whatever.
Yeah, she's what? Like, I'm hot, I don't know what happened.
He's like, well, how couldn't he fuck you? You're very fuckable. In a wholesome way.
Drink your milk.
And, she says... Well, you know, Buffy was on his mind or whatever, and he's like, oh, don't worry about it. You're still pretty or whatever.
Mm.
It's just, I think it's, I don't, maybe it's the actor, or maybe it's just the way the part's written, but I don't like this villain.
No, I don't like anything about it.
I liked the Anointed better. Mm-hmm. I liked the Master better. I liked Spike It better, whatever his name was.
Spike It. Well, you know, like, the chosen one and
the Anointed, yeah.
Yeah. They came back once. Maybe they'll come back again.
Maybe, I don't know. The Master. Man, I want you to the Anointed one. anyway, so he's like, well, we'll have to do this the old-fashioned way. Because apparently there's a spell that you can use to get his soul out, too.
Well, I mean, the only reason he has a soul is because some, like, gypsies did a spell on him.
That's
to
true.
Make him, you know, suffer.
That's true.
So I guess it would make sense that you could also take it away with magic.
So the mayor summons this, I don't know.
Demon. Another demon. They're all fucking demons.
He looks like I thought he was a ninja at first.
Yeah, he does. He looks like a samurai or something. Yeah.
But because he's got that mask on him, it's all like dark eye makeup and stuff. And he's the mayor's like, hey, want one of these candies? Want one of these mints? They're delicious. And he's like, no. And that was kind of funny.
Did he ever speak, though? I thought he just nodded and shook his head.
Maybe. I don't know. But I think he said, yeah, he said something. Because he was like, it's hard magic or whatever. And he's like, yeah, that's why I'm paying you. Why do all these monsters need money?
Right?
There's still capitalism in the monster society, apparently.
Apparently. They still use American cash in hell.
I guess so. Well, that's where it comes from. Anyway, so the guy's like, yeah, I'll do it. I'll kill him or whatever. And so Faith comes back to him. Oh, Buffy sees them, too. After their first encounter, Faith kind of kisses him on the cheek and as she's leaving. And Buffy sees this, and she's like, ooh, I don't like this.
Mm, yeah.
And she talks to Willow about it, and Willow's like, come on.
It actually kind of almost looked like she kissed him, like, from the angle and stuff. Like, it could have been on the lips. We know it wasn't, but...
But, yeah, Willow's like, oh, I wouldn't worry about it. And she's like, yeah, Faith wouldn't do that to me. And she's like, oh, no, Faith would.
Yeah. Faith is a total slut.
Fuck any guy. Because she's still mad about Xander.
Yeah.
Faith will fuck any guy. She's a fucking whore. But Angel wouldn't do that to you.
Right. But, again, didn't even realize they were exclusive.
Well, here's the thing, too. If she's worried that he's cheating on her, but she's not worried that he doesn't have a soul anymore because of it, that implies that she also thinks he could fuck Faith and not lose his soul.
True. Very good point. Huh. Yeah, the logic in this episode is very flawed.
Well, I just think the mayor... Very inconsistent. I guess I just think the mayor and Faith may be wrong about that.
Yeah.
But anyway, so... So she's very cold about, you know, towards Faith and everything. But then the guy that the mayor hired throws some blood on him. And then the dude recants some words and all of a sudden he turns into
Angelus.
To Angelus, yeah, turns into a demon.
And, you know, it was so funny because he's like, oh, back in Sunnydale again. As though he'd been gone and returned. So, like... You know how they say a demon inhabits their body? Mm-hmm. Do you think that's really what's happening? Like, as the demon, he's been gone, but now he's back?
I don't know. Is he stuck in hell? What happens to him?
Yeah, I don't
know. If
he's
not in there.
I don't get it.
He has to be like a passenger inside, right?
You'd think, but then he wouldn't have left Sunnydale.
Or I guess maybe he can't inhabit a body that has a soul. Maybe the logic of the show is that if a body has a soul, it can't be taken over by a demon. Like, when the vampire bites you, like, it takes your soul out or whatever, and then the demon can come in.
Hmm. Interesting.
So what happens to your soul?
Well, probably goes to heaven or hell or wherever you're going.
Yeah, I guess so. So
you're, like, dead.
So I guess that the demon is probably residing in hell while he's not in charge of Angelus.
That would make sense.
That's my guess.
So they go through this whole thing where he's pretending to be bad. He punches Xander.
Oh, yeah. Spoilers, by the way. It's pretend.
Sorry. Yeah. Oops.
Which I kind of, I strongly suspected.
Yeah.
Because I was like, there's no way, for a large reason, because there'd be almost no way out of the situation. If Faith and Angelus were both aligned with the mayor, who can't be harmed in any way. How would they overcome that? And how would they get his soul back again?
Yeah, that was not exactly easy the first go around.
So she takes him to the mayor, who demonstrates that he's impervious until the ascension and all that stuff and everything. And then they capture Buffy and put her in chains. And he's like, how come we've never tried chains, babe? yummy.
And he grabs Faith and kisses her in front of Buffy.
A lot, actually.
Yeah. And
at one point, Faith jumps on top of him. This is, Buffy's not around for this. And
because he's pretending for Faith.
And he's like, oh, I should have known you would like it on top or whatever. And she's like, yeah, you want me to fucking kill you? She's got a stake or whatever. And he's like, well, while you're up there, I just want you to keep wiggling.
Wow. He didn't say that, did he?
He did.
He said that?
Yes.
How did I miss that line? Oh, my.
He also, this implies, too, although I don't think he thinks he's going to fuck Faith, although who knows, maybe he would have if he had to, but this also implies that he doesn't think he'll lose his soul if he fucks Faith.
Right? Yeah, I think him and Buffy understand what happened. Nobody else is sure.
Yeah, I agree.
But Buffy does not enjoy watching that. Now, I think it's kind of fucked up because at the end of the episode, she's like, I need a break from you.
Yeah.
To Angel. So she can't get over him cheating on her a little bit for a really good reason.
For subterfuge.
And he can forgive her for sending him to hell. Like, that does not seem like a balanced relationship.
Not a proportional response.
No, no. She needs to get over it.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, I don't think they should be together anyway. Any reason to break up, great. Because it's stupid, it's tempting fate, and who wants to be in a sexless relationship? They're not even married.
Right, exactly. But, so, essentially all they did, they do it for information. And the only information that they get, really, is that the Ascension's going to happen on graduation day. And that's pretty much it.
Mm-hmm. And that, you know, Faith's fucking evil.
Right. So, because then they're like, oh, you know, fucking we got you, haha, and she runs away or whatever. And so it's like they don't even capture her or kill her. They're just like they let her go back to the mayor.
Yeah, which is weird. Well, Buffy had the chance to kill her. Although they were both holding knives to each other's throats, so maybe, I don't know. But Faith's like, you can't kill me, can you? You're not ready for that yet.
And then she kisses her and goes, yet, and then runs away.
What?
She kisses her.
On the mouth?
I think on the forehead.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, you make it sound like it was, yeah, no, yeah, she gave her, like, a quick little peck on the forehead.
It wasn't cruel intentions.
No. No, although Sarah Michelle Gellar is skilled with the kissing of women.
Apparently. We've all seen Cruel Intentions.
Now. Right.
But, yeah, anyway, so then she runs away, and then that, like, guy that was supposed to have sucked, sucked Angel's soul out, and not in the fun way.
Right.
He appears before Giles, and he's like, yeah, we're fucking even now, okay? I did you this favor, and now we're even.
And he's like this mystical being with this powerful voice.
He just happened to be the one that the mayor called to, right. By the way. One that owed, did Giles, owed Giles a favor. It's so weird.
And then, like, I don't know, Willow or somebody.
He disappears, by the way. He doesn't just, because like you said, he's a super powerful being.
Right.
He doesn't just walk away. He dematerializes from the room.
Yeah.
That's how powerful this guy is.
And somebody asks, what did he owe you a favor for? He's like, oh, I introduced him to his wife. Like, come on.
So he just has a wife and kids, too.
Right.
He just does this on the side.
Because, again, all these demons are just normal people now.
This is how he gets his money.
He probably hangs out at the bar with Willie or Eddie or whatever the fuck his name
exactly.
is.
Exactly, yeah.
I don't understand any of it. Why are we domesticating the bad guys?
I don't know. It's weird. They should be on the fringes of society.
Exactly.
That's where they're the hottest, right?
Sure.
But that is the episode, Carol.
It is. Oh, wait. One more thing, though.
Yes.
Wesley, the new watcher, is fucking going to jail for jailbait.
Well, he definitely is being tempted by Cordelia.
Yeah, she comes up and she's like, I have an English paper due. Can you help me with it, say, Friday night? I need a nice dinner to study.
Right.
Yeah. Like, and he's like, just, he can't even speak around her.
How old do you think he's supposed to be?
35.
How old do you think she's supposed to be?
17.
Yeah, probably. Because somebody does say jailbait at some point.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, she's probably under 18 then, I guess.
I mean, they're graduating.
They're
she
seniors.
She could be 18. She could be.
She could be.
Either way, she's a student.
I was 18 my entire senior year, essentially.
Yeah, I was 18 and 19. So,
yeah,
it depends. But, yeah, it's weird. They're going to graduate. So
yeah, like, they're going to graduate and I assume that eventually we're going to get rid of this Wesley guy. I don't know.
I hope so. But what do you think that will happen with the show when they graduate? It'll be different, for sure.
They'll have to get jobs or whatever? It'll be like 90210.
Or they'll go to college like 90210.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They're only in high school. Yeah, they'll probably go to college.
Yeah. I guess we'll see. Okay, now we can wrap it
up. Okay, go ahead and wrap it up then.
So you can write us at latefee1994@AOL.com. Mm-hmm. Check out our website at www.retrolatefee.com.
Uh-huh.
And share the tapes with your friends.
All right, we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.